Are we recording?
That we are, Scott!
Hi, Andrew!
Oh, hello, Scott. Let me just get this mic situated. There we go.
Okay. Welcome to Serial Killers.
Hi! I said Serial Killers! Podcast time! Andrew and Scotty B will tell you. I'm excited.
So I just shouldn't play theme music anymore? That's
no,
it?
No, we can play it. It's just I'm really excited for this episode.
Would you like Mr. Brody to make us some shorter, quicker ones just to get in and get out?
Sure.
All right.
Like, you're listening to Serial Killers!
All right, great. I don't like when you sing. It's Monday, May 10th.
How rude.
Serial Killers, this is episode 178. I'm Scotty B.
And I'm Andrew.
And, oh, how was Mother's Day yesterday? Was Donna happy with your gift?
Well, she's actually sailing on a boat someplace, so I didn't even get to see her.
That's too bad.
Yep.
Amy loved the gift that I gave her from me and the girls.
I'm sure she did.
She did. She'll tell you all about it.
I'm sure she will.
So this is a very special Serial Killers. About a week or two ago, Andrew texted me and said, I have cereals. I have cereals that we're going to do on the show.
Because I went to Tennessee.
I have a brand new one, and I have cereals we've never done before. And I said, doubtful, but okay.
Doubtful.
So I have no idea what Andrew's going to pull out. We may have done them. We may not have. I don't know.
Okay. So I love, first of all, that it's my cereals, but you're introing my cereals.
Are you
the only host in this podcast?
No, I can't intro them because I don't know what they are. So you're going to take it from here.
Well, you gave the backstory. And
yes.
B, cerealratings.com, I checked it. I also checked our website, which thank you to Scott N, not Scott B, for doing for us.
He got his t-shirt, by the way.
He did?
Yeah.
Good.
He should get a lot more than a t-shirt for doing all that work.
He is a master.
Okay.
And we appreciate him very much.
Let's see what you got, Andrew. I'm going to get the milk while you take the... You know what? If you do actually have a new one in there, let's see the new one first.
Okay, well, this one I've seen commercials for. I know for a fact that you have this in your cereal sack. This one actually comes from...
Damn it!
My mother, Donna. Who wasn't here for Mother's Day. However, she did get me the cereal before she left. It is Frosted Flakes with crispy cinnamon basketballs.
I got it first, so I win.
Okay. And your point?
You know what? We have two of them now, so we should give one of them away.
Sure.
I don't know how, but let's try it first.
Well, my mom bought this one for us, so we're going to do my mom's box. So you open up my mom's.
I got mine from... I'm sorry.
Okay. Sounds wrong. Just take the box. That's the one.
I got mine from Secret Squirrel Joel.
Okay, cool, but...
Which one's Donna's?
You know why that was the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Why?
Because you kept it in your hand. You just kept twisting it.
No, I swapped it.
You didn't.
Which one's Donna's?
It's the left one. I know for a fact it is.
Oh, wow. They both have the same date on it. That's
Again,
so funny.
I'm telling you, you're not slick because all you did was just twist the box.
Your box is also a little crushed, so I do know that this is the one.
Whatever. Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Donna. We get the Mother's Day presents. How cool is that?
How nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one wasn't one of the ones that I purchased, though. Like, these three other ones that I have are going to be gross. I'm anticipating it, and
well,
I bought them for that purpose.
I'm very excited.
Yay.
Yay.
Scotty, right now, she can see me all up and down. Andrew, look out! Piece of cereal could fly out.
It could. Hey, that was two Michael Jackson songs that we did.
Well, again, you're apparently the only host of this show.
Are we allowed to be playing Michael Jackson songs?
I think we've done 100. Your nips are looking extra perky today.
Now, this shirt, even though it's an extra large, I don't have a lot of space.
Summer, you got to get that summer bod ready.
Yeah, this is a cereal that I really didn't even know was coming.
No, me either.
Until I saw it in the ShopRite circular. My box was 99 cents. How much is Donna's box?
Same price, because she's a ShopRite saver.
Oh, okay, good. I'm very proud of her.
She actually sent me the full thing of it and was like, have you done this one before? Also, my friend Renee has one for us too coming that I know we haven't done as well.
Oh, how's Renee feeling?
She's so much better.
Good, very good. So these are...
The vaccine worked. Everyone go get a vaccine.
Oh,
have a nice day.
I just spilled flakes everywhere. So this is Frosted Flakes with little balls, little cinnamon balls. Shaq is everywhere.
He is.
Seriously.
Shaq does like a million different endorsements.
So are these balls filled with Icy Hot? Is that what's going to spray out of here?
Can you imagine?
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is Icy Hot, right? That's what he pushes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. I don't really love the color of the basketballs. They're a little too orange.
Well, I mean, they look like basketballs because the sugar is supposed to be the lines, even though they could never possibly get them in the right spot.
All right.
But I don't know if I'm going to like this combination, but let's check it out.
What do you think? Wow.
It kind of works.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, wasn't thinking much of this one.
No.
This might be a...
It's not getting an award.
A breakout.
No.
It could.
First of all, we're not even doing the spoonies this year. We're going to be lazy when it comes December.
No.
Not want to deal with anything.
Mm-mm.
What?
Scott, other Scott, is going to be helping me create a, you know, he does all the analytics.
Did you get distracted from your phone? Then what happened?
Yeah, I got buzzes.
Oh, okay.
He's going to help me pull the analytics for this year's Spoonie Awards.
So we don't have to think.
No.
Very good.
Scott did it for us.
Four bowls.
I'm going to give it four bowls and a spoon. This was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I have to say. I would recommend this to people.
Although, moments ago, you said that you saw commercials for this.
Yeah.
There aren't any.
There are.
Where?
On TV.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, so because you haven't seen it, it doesn't exist.
Are you watching cartoons? I mean, where are they advertising it?
They were advertising on MSNBC. Hmm. All NBC properties were playing
really?
It. Yeah.
Oh, maybe they have a hand in it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's Shaq sitting at the table and Tony the Tiger, they're talking.
Well, I didn't see that.
Well, it exists.
Wait, did you bring it in? Did you put it in the audio thing
did
in the box?
Did I bring a commercial here?
Yeah, no, I want to hear it.
Did you record it on a VHS so I can load it in?
I want to hear it. Did you bring it?
So Google it.
I get yelled at.
So Google it.
No.
You're the one who's at the audio control who makes it seem like, oh my God, you don't even know. I had to load the audio. It was so long.
Let's move on to this next.
Let's move on because I'm being made fun of.
Cereal
next cereal.
That we didn't do yet, Andrew.
All right.
Is it a rice or a bean cereal?
Okay, I have one of those, but no, that's not it. This one, when I went to a Kroger's while I was in Nashville.
Oh.
This one is one of their new ones. It's from their Simple Truth line.
Uh-oh.
This is Baobab Coconut.
Bowel?
Baobab. Baobab.
How do you say that?
I don't know.
Baobab?
Baobab.
Bababo.
Bababo.
I don't know. It looks great.
But it's granola. It's a traditional oat granola with coconut, African, baobab, and almonds. This one actually, I think, is going to be good.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
It's granola. That's nice. Traditional oat granola with coconut, African, baobab.
So you're just going to read everything I just read.
Baobab and almonds. Yeah.
Cool.
Free from. It's free from, but it doesn't say what it's free from. There's a little asterisk.
It's their Simple Truth.
Question. How does Simple Truth Baobab Coconut Granola help you conquer your mornings? Answer. We've brought together whole rolled oats, coconut, African baobab, and almonds, sweetened with cane sugar and honey for satisfying and delicious crunchy way to start. Even the busiest day. This was a busy day today, Andrew, so this is a good way to start it.
Let's see what it's a fruit.
All you have to do is add the milk. All right.
Okay, this is how you say it. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be wrong. That's always wrong.
Baobab.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it's whole almonds or slivered almonds?
Slivered.
They picture whole almonds on the front.
Yes, but they also have slivers.
Okay.
Scotty, should I be shaking the cereal?
Shake, shake, shake. This is shake your cereal.
We don't have an Andrew jingle.
Yeah, we never have Andrew jingles. It's always Scott jingles. And then the minute Scott gets made fun of, it's, all right, let's move on.
Simply open here for the best way to start your day.
I really love that you've taken control of something that I went out
you
and purchased.
Can't pour.
You can't pour.
The box is very thin.
Okay.
Yeah.
My delicate hands.
The bag is thicker than the box. Ugh. Huge chunks of granola. Huge.
How does it smell?
It smells like the box, actually.
Okay. Well, that's a little disappointing. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it kind of does smell like a box.
And there's really no chunks of anything. They're just granola clusters with little tiny slivers of almonds.
And baobab.
And baobab.
All right, are you ready? One, two, three. Mmm, that is delicious.
I think there's a lot of sugar in here. Probably almost as much as the Frosted Flakes.
I love this.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good source of dietary fiber. Cholesterol-free and low sodium.
Okay.
But I want more chunks of things.
I don't. I think it's perfect.
I don't see any baobab in here.
You don't even know what a baobab looks like. I think the baobab is like a... Well, they're not even listing it. It's just coconut. Contains almonds, coconut... Oh, it has Brazil nuts. And buku bucks for buku... What was it?
People that don't listen to the Big Show don't know what you're talking about, and they think you're an idiot.
The Big Show. You can't have anything. Okay.
I'm also going to give this four bowls. It's really good.
I'm going to give this five bowls.
No,
I'm
you're
actually
not.
Taking this
no,
home with
no,
me.
No, you're not.
No, I am taking it home.
You're not giving it five bowls.
I am. It's delicious.
No, you're not, Andrew.
But I bought it, and I like it, so I'm going to give it five bowls.
Okay.
It's delicious. If you see this cereal someplace, highly recommend it.
You know where they're going to see it? Kroger.
Okay.
Or well, Pick and Save.
Wherever you're going, if you see it, go buy it. It's delicious. This is really good. Like, really, really good. I'm trying to look for, like, how bad it is for you.
It's bad. Let's just move it along, champ.
Per 3/4 of a cup of cereal is only 260 calories, though.
They call it the simple truth because they want you to make it, you think that it's good for you.
I think it is good for you.
How much
I'm
sugar?
Not seeing any bad.
How much sugar's in there?
Total sugar is 14 grams.
And how much?
3/4 of a cup.
And here is 13 grams in Frosted Flakes. So there's more in there.
Well, you know, it has cane sugar.
Oh, I got that. All right, so let's move on to the third box of Andrew.
This was delicious.
It was pretty okay.
It was pretty okay. I gave it 4 bowls.
Remember when you argued with me on Twitter and you were proven wrong? That's
no.
My favorite thing. Okay, this one's going to be disgusting. I'm just warning you from now.
Was there a better one after the disgusting one?
No. I think the last one is going to be the worst.
Great.
So what do you want?
Who makes this one?
This one is by Nature's Path.
Okay.
Which I know what you're already saying. We probably did it.
I was going to say
this
that.
This is from their Quia line.
Quinoa.
No. Quia.
Okay. We haven't done that.
Cocoa Coconut Super Flakes.
Okay.
Yay. It's pronounced Quia. Arose from our desire to provide the healthiest organic foods made from the highest quality superfood ingredients. Which means that everything in this is going to be gross. They're from sprouted grains.
Very good.
There we go.
As long as, if it's not a bean, oh, you know, that actually looks good. Look right through the little window there.
I like that they had a window.
Yeah.
But it also frightens me because is there any bag?
Yeah, it has to be. Oh, look, we get another one.
Shake your box. You've got to shake your box. Shake your box.
Did you want to also maybe just read the box again?
No.
Because, I mean, you've been just itching, I can tell, to make
look
this episode
see, look how they fill it. Look, it's a half full.
That is the lamest box I've ever seen.
I mean, again, as we say, it is sold by weight, not volume. That's why it looks like this, but...
That is terrible.
Yeah, well,
I feel ripped off.
That's what they do with healthy things. It's a very clear bag.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a bag quite this clear.
Ooh.
It's tough to open,
you
got to
watch out, because your box is all over the keyboard.
It's all right.
Are pressing buttons.
Here? See, now these are your traditional... Nature's Path flakes. They're the little cupped ones. They look like a little cup.
It's going to be gross.
I don't know that. All I smell is a little bit of coconut. That's really all I smell.
I just think this could taste like a mudslide if done correctly.
There's big, big pieces of coconut in there, yeah. And I like that. I touched it, so I'll have this one.
Surprised you didn't like throw it on the floor and say, go pick it up, Andy. That's yours.
Oh, bowl and basket, 1% milk, a ShopRite brand.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three.
So crunchy. It's so crunchy. It shouldn't be this crunchy.
Meh.
The chocolate's okay.
Yeah. I would say I was going in with bad expectations. And
they lived up to it.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed overall. This is a two bowler for me. Not great.
This could be a good cereal, but it isn't.
I don't know.
I hate to agree with you, but I will also do two bowls. Although, we're going to have lasting energy now.
Wow.
Says the box.
Says the box. Here's something that I wish... After eating a cereal like this, I will say the coconut has zero flavor.
Zero.
It's interesting that the granola, I tasted more of the coconut than this.
There's no flavor here at all.
Yeah, it kind of just washes away. The one thing I will say, it makes me wish that Frosted Flakes with their chocolate variety or rice or Cocoa Krispies or...
I love how you're looking back there because you don't know any cereals.
I'm just like, or Cocoa Puffs had a coconut variety. I think that would be really interesting. It makes me want them to explore the chocolate coconut flavors.
And it can be done right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think just probably an overly processed sugary cereal with a little bit of coconut in there. 10 out of 10.
All right. Give me the last box of crap.
It is not a box. It is...
A bag?
A bag.
Okay.
This is Catalina Crunch.
I've heard of this.
Yes. It is Cinnamon Toast keto-friendly cereal.
No. Gotta go.
Cinnamon Toast. Yep.
I don't think we should even do it.
Gluten and grain-free. This is going to be beans, I think.
Why would you do this last?
Well, because I wanted the good ones first. Well, what I thought was going to be bad, but turned out to be good. You want
to? Yeah, I'd like to open it.
There you go. I don't know what this is going to taste like, but can we all just stop down for 1 second? Did I not get cereals we haven't tried before?
Hold on.
Is cerealratings.com/serialkillerspc.com, are they both not wonderful sites that thank you, Other Scott, for creating for us because it helped me buy these? I am talking.
The trouble I have with this one is that it says zero sugar.
Yeah.
So what is it?
I don't know. I think it's just rolled up flour and baked.
There's not even any ingredients. Where are the ingredients? Oh, here. Catalina flour.
Yeah.
Which includes pea protein, potato fiber, non-GMO corn fiber, chicory root fiber, and gaur gum.
This is going to be bad.
Tapioca flour. Organic high oleic sunflower oil. Baking powder. Natural flavors. Sea salt. Calcium carbonate. Stevia. Gotta go.
This is going to be so bad. I just know it.
And monk fruit. The two worst, most disgusting sweeteners there are.
The minute I saw monk fruit, I said, gotta get it.
Stupid, Andrew.
Why am I stupid? That's not very nice to say.
I mean, I would have bought it too so we could try it.
Yeah.
Although you did probably pay like $8 for this bag.
Yeah.
Feel the burn, Andrew. See all those back there? Thousands of dollars.
Why is it that every episode you're opening up boxes from listeners or Secret Squirrel Joel?
No, first of all, Secret Squirrel Joel doesn't give them to me.
Uh-huh.
He gave me those four boxes that General Mills gave him, but he just shows them to me and I purchase them.
Well, like, a lot of those come from listeners.
I could have put my kids through college with all that money I spent.
I don't think you can. College is not that cheap.
These look like they're plastic. They look plastic. They look fake.
What do they smell like?
They do have a brisk cinnamon scent.
Brisk?
Yeah, almost like, well, I can't say just yet, but it smells like something in your future.
Oh, are you teasing for another episode?
Yeah.
Cool.
Here you go.
All right. Ooh, yeah, they do smell briskly cinnamon.
Catalina Crunch. Is that who makes it? Is that the brand? Catalina?
Yeah.
Distributed by Catalina Snacks, New York, New York. Oh, they're right up the street from us.
Huh.
We may have to run over there.
This right. is bad.
Ready? One, two, three. Starts off, okay. There's the stevia. Disgusting.
I gotta say.
You can say all you want.
It's not that bad.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I mean, compared to the other keto cereals?
No. Yeah. Really?
I'm not offended.
No bowls, no spoons. No bowls, no spoons.
All right, I give it three bowls. Actually,
Shut
two bowls
the
and a spoon.
Up.
Well, now I gotta edit the episode. It's not terrible. It's really not.
It's
you're
disgusting.
Exaggerating.
It's like the time when Amy tried to fool me and made brownies with stevia. You could taste that right away.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm angry. This is so gross.
Okay, like stevia maybe not be your thing, but it's not like that offensive.
God.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Let's calm it down, man child. It's not terrible. It's really, really not. Compared to like cereal school.
It's right up there.
It's really not.
It sure is.
I would say it's two bowls and
what
a spoon.
What's the matter with you?
I'm going to do two bowls and a spoon.
You have probably issues, mental problems.
It's really, really not as bad as Scott is making it out to be. It's actually, I think, the best keto cereal we've done.
What?
There, I said it.
I challenge you to buy this cereal and give it the same review that Andrew just did.
It's different.
Challenge.
Because it's not like a bean cereal where it turns and then all of a sudden you're eating beans. This one, it like keeps the flavor and
okay.
It's sweet.
That one thinks it's not sweet.
That
one thinks that it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You go get Cinnamon Toast Crunch and this back to back.
I would eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch any day. What I'm saying is compared to other keto cereals that we've tried, this one actually has some sweetness and some flavor to it.
You shouldn't lie to our listeners like that.
I'm not lying.
You're a giant
liar.
If
anything, you are because you're the baby in the corner going, oh my God, it's terrible. I can't.
Who's going to clean the window I spit all over?
You. We're not making anybody else clean up your spittle.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you were a little dramatic.
No, like, it's gross.
You are so dramatic.
It's not
I
true.
I can't even.
I hate that aftertaste, that stevia aftertaste.
Then you don't like stevia.
Right.
But the cereal as a whole, like the actual taste of the cinnamon thing, isn't terrible.
Must disagree. But hey, you know what? That's what we're here for.
To, I guess, disagree and have you go on weird fits.
Thank you for listening to Cereal Killers. That brings this episode to a close.
Great.
Please don't bring cereal anymore.
I will. We had two good ones.
We did.
So.
Yeah. All right.
How does someone win the other box of Frosted Flakes?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Let's do.
Don't do like the first person to hashtag because you know that Carrie Hedges will be all over it.
Let's do.
I might as well just send it to him.
Why don't we do an Instagram post and then you have to like tag friends?
We did that already.
Yeah, but like
you
it
didn't
works.
Pay attention. We did that with Cosmic Brownies.
No, I know we did.
And then when we pulled the winners, you ran out of the room because, oh, I have to get a call. Yeah. That's exactly what you did.
Yeah, because again, now that, you know, the world is opening up a little bit,
yeah,
or at least the United States, I'm working again.
Do you remember that time before this all happened? You weren't on the phone all the time.
I was. We can go back to earlier episodes. It's just you weren't so hyper aware and like a shark.
Thank you for listening to Serial Killers. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
follow us on all social platforms at Serial Killers PC.
And head to serialkillerspc.com if you want to check out our website. Serialratings.com if you want to check the list, but it's also linked from serialkillerspc.com.
Oh, wait, so that's the actual website of Serial Killers Ratings? No, Serial Ratings?
Yeah.
Really? How did we get serialratings.com?
Because Scott,
wow.
He's a master.
He really is.
He is.
What a good guy.
Also, we have a surprise coming soon. Just a little tease.
Whatever. It's going to cost you money. It's no surprise. So thank you for listening.
Why are you a turd?
We'll see you on Monday for another.
Do you notice all the comments? Did you notice the
episode.
Last bad review?
What?
The last bad review was about you.
I don't think so.
You are too negative. Hmm. You bring the show down. It's on YouTube. It's on the iTunes. You got to be more positive, bro. I don't know how to do this. Do you want like a clown to stand in the corner?
Yes.
I could dress up as a teddy bear.
Yes.
What do you need me to do?
I want a clown.
So this way we could keep you happy because the negativity you bring brings everyone else down.
I want the clown from Circus Fun Cereal.
Great. I don't know how I'm going to get that, but let's see what happens.
All right. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Until then, say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch!
Crunch!
Seriously, I don't know what you need to do, but get your poop together.
I need a squeegee is what I need.
You're so gross. Ew!